Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by Avant Card, offering Ireland's first personalised lending rates.
Actually, today it's Farming with Amy McKeever, who's the editor of Irish Country Living and Irish Country magazine in the Farmers Journal. Amy, good afternoon to you.
Hi, Sean.
Agri-tourism. There's a conference on this on Monday.
There was a conference on last Monday.
Oh, was it last
Galway?
Monday?
Yes, yeah. Organised by Foilshaw Ireland and by Chagas. So I suppose, like, you know what I mean, over time we'll talk about the long-term viability of certain farms, certain small farms. We'll need to have, you know, additional income coming from something else apart from farming. So agritourism is certainly something that we can look at. There's a 35% of the money, the expenditure of the 7.2 billion in tourism is actually spent on our food and drink. So I think that agriculture is something that could certainly be tapped into there.
Yeah, but when you can't, I assume, be a working farm and a tourist farm at the same time.
Well, you can. The taxi driver who drove me in here actually told me that he goes down camping in Kilkenny on a working farm. And it's certain parts of farms, you know what I mean? It's a small element of the farm. There's loads of different things that people are doing. Like, they've setting up running tracks. A woman that won one of our awards has, you know what I mean, this kind of exercise on the farm. It's still a working farm. It has to be, you know what I mean, put in place. And Chagas actually have set up, that was part of what the conference, that Chagas have set up a kind of a scheme that they can go out and look at the viability of what you can do and what you can't do at your farm. Another friend of mine, they set up years and years ago, so this is not a new phenomenon, they set up a trout farm on their farm, and
right,
people come and fish there over in County Clare.
Yeah.
So, like, there's loads of different opportunities. And I suppose people that are coming here now, they're suggesting that they want to have this real life Irish experience, and whether that's, you know, fishing or milking a cow or you know what I mean, staying in a farm stead and eating food that's produced on the farm. These are all options. It's not possible for everyone, and it's more likely that it would be farms that are not fully viable for farming production. But you're in the west of Ireland, like, you take the Wild Atlantic Way, massive success, and now they're looking at ways of trying to incorporate some agri-tourism into that as well.
Right, okay.
So, very positive.
So I mean, some of it then isn't necessarily, it's kind of tourism that might take place on a farm but mightn't have anything to do with the farm.
Yeah. Well, I suppose it's hard to separate food and farming in Ireland. You know what I mean? Because the industry is so integrated together that the people are travelling to Ireland, so tourists are travelling to Ireland, and they're, I think it's something like 90% of them are having some kind of a food or drink experience while they're in the country. If you think of some of our top tourist activities, they're, you know, tours of factories or this, that and the other. So I think that, they mightn't be entirely farming, but like glamping or camping, all these things, they need land. And then we have the greenways, they're going through farms. We have the blueways, the rivers. All of these things take place in agricultural areas, and if farmers can tap into them by kind of setting up accommodation, like, there's grants there for converting older buildings into accommodation. You know what I mean, there's plenty of options, but obviously, you know what I mean, like, setting up any new business, it's something that needs to be clearly looked into.
Now, Shpuds, what's happening with the potato harvest?
Well, last Friday was International or National Potato Day. It's the Spud, I suppose, is a uniquely Irish phenomenon, that we do love our potatoes in pretty much any form. I think you can have your Christmas dinner and have four different types of spud on the plate. We have a bit of a problem with a product at the moment called Dyquat that's going to be banned. It's a product that they use to finish off the potato as such, that it kills off the top of the plant, and then the spud hardens up in the ground. It makes it easier to harvest, it gets less damaged, and they're taking away this product, and that's going to obviously have an impact on the cost of production, because they're going to have to put in some other new form of desiccating the top of the plant to achieve our perfect spud for our supermarkets. And I suppose it's just the problem is that this, you know what I mean, kind of difficulty with tools that farmers need being taken away all the time without a viable alternative. And we have to turn, I suppose, to science, and we have to turn to the consumer as well and say, well, look, you're going to have to, you know, take on board the fact that we're trying to produce the best product for you. And if, you know, and then the issue, it will be the border then as well, and I'm not going to get into it. But if the UK decides to go down a different route and they decide not to ban this product, then we have potatoes in the north grown one way and potatoes in the south grown another way, with an additional cost of production on our potatoes. But I suppose this is a bigger picture of, you know, a lot of products and a lot of tools being taken away from farmers constantly. And I suppose consumers need to be cognizant of the fact that...
And what's the... It's an environmental concern, is it?
It's a health concern. So all products that are used in farming, you know what I mean, that promote one thing or another, kill off a part of a crop or, you know what I mean, they're always being reviewed by the EU to make sure that it's safe. And this one, they've decided that they might think there might be slight risk to it now, so they're going to ban it.
Isn't that a good thing?
This is part of why our food system is good. You know what I mean? That we're constantly looking at these things. We're making sure that the food that we're producing in Europe is absolutely top class. But the issue is that there's nothing to replace that. And then, you know what I mean? And they can replace it. Like, they can go in manually into the fields and chop the stalks off. But this is all cost. And I suppose what we'd like to think is that, you know what I mean, research in Europe would be promoted so that science is constantly ahead of a ban on something, so that we have something else to replace something like this dicot in advance of a ban coming in and impacting on farmers.
Yeah. And
consumers, because it ultimately impacts on consumers.
The spuds that are produced in this country, do we export a lot of them, or are they mostly for domestic consumption?
Mostly domestic. But more meat and dairy is more of our exports.
Yeah.
But, you know what I mean, we have a very strong potato market here, you know what I mean? And like the rooster potato, I was just talking outside, it produced, you know what I mean, it was born in Carlow. So we have a strong tradition of potato. This
but
is the harvest time now.
We do actually import some potatoes,
Kind of sounds always And then
bizarre.
You have those imported, anything imported that has a different cost of production base puts pressure on our own indigenous production.
Yeah, but well, indeed. African swine fever.
Yeah, pigs. My whole life. So African swine fever is a disease of pigs. It doesn't impact on human beings in any way whatsoever, but it's a very serious disease of pigs that can knock out an entire farm. And it's being spread in a couple of ways. So it came over from Russia into Eastern Europe, and over the last 5 years has become an increasing threat, because what will happen is if it gets into Europe, it's in Belgium now, but if it gets into a pig herd, the herd has to be slaughtered out because there's no way to stop it. And, you know, for the pigs themselves, they have to be killed out. And that will put an increased cost of production, increased cost on the price of pigs. But also, it's not something that we want. Do you know what I mean? We just simply want to keep it out. So the French now, and the French can be very dramatic in their reaction to things. You know what I mean? If you ever see a French farmers protest, they can be quite dramatic. But they've decided to build an electric fence, a wall between themselves and Belgium, to try to keep out. So these wild boar are travelling across, and it's to try to keep the wild boar out from entering France and entering into their territory. And the problem really would be, it's not actually the boar itself, because they can't get in contact with domestic pigs, but if people shot them and came in contact with them and brought home anything, and it's people really that will transport this. And I suppose the industry is really calling out that people should be very well aware, please eat Irish pig meat and please don't dispose of it, you know what I mean, whatever you eat, safely. We don't have it here, we're an island. We have an excellent opportunity to keep it out. But at the same time, people need to be cognizant, because the last thing we want to do is have to get this disease in here and then have to have culls of pigs, which we don't want. And also, you know, the impact that will have on the availability of meat in Europe.
And this electric fence, is it all the way along the border?
Well, they can't.
Is this like a Donald Trump type construction?
Well, yeah, that's what they're saying. But there's roads and rivers, obviously, as well.
Yeah.
So they're putting out kind of other kind of like things to try to keep the boars away from the roads. But, and I don't know if they'd come across rivers, but like it's not a solution that, you know what I mean, is definite. But at the same time, it's their effort to try to keep it out.
Yeah, sure. And what are the Belgians doing?
Well, the Belgians are slaughtering out some of the pigs now at the moment because they have it. And like, there's not a whole lot they could, you know what I mean? They'll probably take some action to try to cull boars and the wild boar population. You know what I mean? Wild boars can't get into Ireland unless somebody brings one in. But it's the Belgians are trying to deal with the problem that they now have. And the commission will be involved in that as well, because it's a disease that, you know what I mean?
One would have thought it's a mad cow, potentially a mad cow situation.
Well, it has no impact on humans whatsoever. So
Could potentially wreak on the industry in general.
And it has massive consequences. The other consequence, of course, is that a country that gets it tends to lose their export markets. So, you know what I mean? Because they don't want the meat, potential meat. So like if we got it and we lost our Chinese market or our export market, that would be devastating for the industry.
And it took so long to get it back.
It takes so long to get that back. So really, like, trying to keep it out is paramount.
Yeah. Someone says, I have gammon flu. I had swine flu, but I got it cured. Boom, boom. Right, so are they going to be doing things with drones and stuff now, or what is it?
So I suppose sometimes people think that agriculture is, you know what I mean, kind of a swan song industry, but it's actually very highly technical. And IoT, the Internet of Things, it's something that's being used more and more in farming, and trying to reduce the amount of man labour is something that farmers are taking on board, but also the commission. So the commission has decided that you can now get your inspections, so your area aid inspections, done by satellite. So instead of a farmer having an inspection by the Department of Agriculture, they will just take satellite imagery to make sure that the land that you're claiming under your available land is actually what you say it is. And they're saying that up to 90%, 7,000 of these inspections, the department will do 8,000 this year, and 7,000 of those will be done now by like satellite photography. There's other geo photos, and there's and you can use drones, but drones are being used in agriculture across the world now, and the amount of technology to try to reduce reduce the environmental impact of farming. And these are things that are all moving at such a rate, and it's very good in certain ways, and we hope that it'll be highly successful in reducing, because inspections can be quite stressful on farmers, to have somebody coming out and kind of judging. That this hopefully will form a less stressful environment on farms during inspections.
You'll hear go and get
the
gun.
Not from the satellite.
Amy, thanks a million for coming into us. Amy McKeever there from the Farmers Journal. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Moncrief on News Talk,
sponsored by Avant Card, offering Ireland's first personalised lending rates.